Welcome to Mind Over Matter with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. I share stories of insight, personal experience, ways in which I and others have overcome obstacles, and the importance of perseverance. Welcome to my podcast.
Welcome to episode number 105. If you've been looking for a little extra boost, maybe some motivation or something to ignite you to start showing up for your life, this episode is for you. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. I brought on Brett Eaton. Brett, welcome.
What's up, Heather? How are you?
Good. Give a little background. Where do you live and what do you do?
So I live right outside of Washington, D.C. in Arlington, Virginia. And I am a former personal trainer who now does online coaching and motivational speaking. So I coach people on how to overcome the hurdles and challenges that they have around health and fitness and how to just continue staying motivated. So it's a crazy word, but I'll just basically say I'm a motivational expert. I can help people get motivated.
And you are. I mean, we met through an online program as well, but I've been watching your Insta stories for a while, and I truly love what you do. You're very inspiring. I'm too bad you're on the East Coast. But I mean, how do you keep that going? What gets you pumped every day?
So I think it's a mix. And I like to be very honest with people that I was not always like this. And I think people see somebody that has some trait or something and they're like, oh, they were born with that. To me, I think you grow into it, right? And you learn, and you know, we're both big on self-improvement and personal development. So that's a big part of it, is finding out what I was really meant to do. And I really think it is to help motivate people and inspire people. It comes from, and also when you help people, that is really the biggest motivation you could possibly get, right? When you find out that one person connected with that message or needed to hear that on the same or that given day, whatever it may be, that's the motivation to keep going. Like, we need that little bit of progress. We need that little bit of result to make sure that we keep going. But I just love it. I just love being somebody that other people can look to as, you know, permission to keep going in their own journey and do their own battles.
And what you touched on there is that one, knowing that you're helping one person, because there are days when I feel, you know, am I talking to anyone in my videos? Is anyone watching? Is anyone paying any? And then this morning is a perfect example of somebody posted on their Insta story. They clearly read my morning routine and they're using it. I created a great morning, the acronym. It's a 5-step gratitude reading, etc. And so she just posted to her story and tagged me. And I'm like, somebody's listening. I'm helping somebody.
That's exactly it. It's that one person. And it goes for so many different things. We all do that same thing where we post something and we're like, oh, this is going to be amazing. And then nobody likes it. And you're like, what? I thought that was the best thing. Like, that. Why didn't anybody like that? But I think it just all goes down to, you don't know who's watching. We've all probably had somebody, or you see an old friend, right? You see an old friend or a family member that you haven't seen in a while. And they say, man, I just love what you're doing. You're doing so much. You're inspiring me. You're doing that. And you're like, I didn't even know you were watching. I didn't know you even had Instagram or Facebook. You know, like, I didn't even know that. So it's just those things that you really don't know who you're helping. So I think it's just important to keep showing up and being who you deserve, who you think you should be.
On that note, you did an Insta story yesterday all about showing up. And if you could touch on that again, because I totally resonated with it, because there are days when you don't want to show up. So what is showing up?
Showing up to me is two things. Now, a lot of people say showing up is half the battle. And I want to be very clear that I agree with that. I think you do need to show up, right? If you don't show up, you can't expect any type of results. But what I did is I teach a group fitness class called Bash Boxing in Virginia here. And I try to give them a little, we've now named it the Motivated Minute, where I go out before class, everybody's standing in the hallway, and I give them that little bit of motivation, that little bit of intention. And then I follow it up at the end when they're stretching. And yesterday's was all about showing up with energy, because somebody had stopped me and said, how do you show up at Monday night, 7:30 p.m. with so much energy? And I say, because energy is a choice. And what that means to me is that you have a decision every single day how you're going to show up. And showing up in your relationships, how you show up in your job, how you show up for the people that you care about, and also how you show up for yourself. I think that so many times we're not showing up the way we know we want to and the way we really should, to prove to ourselves that we're worthy and that, you know, we respect what we want to do in life. So to me, showing up is half the battle. How you show up and choosing to have energy is makes all that difference. Do you want the extra 50%? It's how you show up.
Well, and we've talked about this before and showing up for yourself, how important that is. And let's talk about the snooze button.
I know you had somebody that was talking about that recently. And to me, the snooze button is probably, if I had to pick five things that changed my life, starting to beat the snooze button, I would put in that top five. That's how literally important it was. And it's funny, for those people who know Mel Robbins, she has her 5-second rule. You know how you see an invention and you're like, oh man, I totally created that. I swore that I had my 10-second rule and I was like, I'm going to change the world. And then I saw that she had her 5-second rule. I was like, ah, she beat me. She cut 5 seconds. Makes sense. So, but anyway, the whole point of that, if you're not familiar with it, is that you have that small window of time to decide whether you're going to do something or not. I want to go to the gym. You basically, you know, you're either going to get up and you're going to put your clothes on and you're going to go, or you're not. So I think you need to make sure that you are doing that. You know, you have that 5-second rule. But to me, the snooze button is a metaphor for life. And people think it's just one decision a day. I have this rule with the snooze button where if you hit the snooze button, even once, you've lost the first battle of the day. You've lost the first challenge that was presented with you. You're starting your day 0-1. So to me, that's one of the first things I coach with my clients is morning routine. And I have them force themselves to beat that snooze button because I think it's that important. And what happens is people don't realize, but if you're so willing to hit that snooze button in the morning, there's snooze buttons all around you all day that you're hitting without even realizing it. Okay. So you hit the snooze button in the morning, right? And then you're like, oh, I should maybe meditate or read for 5 minutes. You know what? I'll do it tonight. Snooze button. Then all of a sudden you get to work and you're like, all right, let me crush work today. I really want to get this done so I don't have to do it on Friday. And you know what? I'm going to check Facebook. Let me hit the snooze button on that, you know, replying. And then relationships, right? There's that conversation, that tough conversation that maybe you need to have with a spouse, a girlfriend, a boyfriend. Maybe it's your boss. You need to have that conversation, but it's uncomfortable. Right? It's going to be uncomfortable. So what do? We snooze it because it's easier to wait until later. So what happens is we hit these snooze buttons all day long. And in turn, what is that creating? That's creating a life that's not really being lived. It's a life that's waiting. All we're doing is we're waiting for that perfect time that really doesn't exist. So once we start beating the snooze button, we start realizing that clock, that Mel Robbins 5-second rule, that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's just do it instead of hitting the snooze button. And all of a sudden that starts to carry over and that momentum is carrying you through your day.
Well, and let's talk to the listeners that are habitual snoozers, right? And they want to start over. I think the important thing to realize, it's a habit, and habits can be broken.
Oh, of course.
So, I mean, how do you, I'm all about, you have to focus on day one. Don't think about, oh, how do I do this for 7 days? How about how do you do it today?
All right. So let's dive into this. This is, and actually anybody who listens, if they message me or on either Facebook or Instagram, I'll be happy to send them this because I have broken down my way to beat the snooze button. Okay. That's how important this is, my 5-step process. But basically the first thing is committing the night before, like literally committing the night before. So many people lay their head down, they set an alarm, but they subconsciously know there's no way in hell they're getting up at that time. Right? Oh, I'll set it for 6 a.m., but really I can get away with getting up at 6:40 and still rush and get to work. Yeah. So that thought has to be out of your head. You have to go to bed being like, I am waking up as soon as that alarm gets off. The second thing is really making sure you set something in your day to start with that excites you. If you're waking up strictly just to drive in traffic to get to work, that's not exciting. That's not going to make you want to get up. So literally put one thing that's going to make you excited or that you're doing for you so that you get up. So maybe that's you. Maybe you love painting. Great. Paint something for 20 minutes right when you wake up, something that will excite you. If you want to play guitar, play guitar. If you want to, you know, work on your body, I think that's a great thing. Add some movement, get some fitness in, but force yourself to do that before you start taking care of everybody else in the rest of the world. Second thing that people will laugh at, and most people will laugh and not do it, change your alarm. Right now, the alarm that goes off, whatever it is, and for me, this was years of like that most annoying alarm where it's like, and you couldn't wait to hit it. Just like, please, Lord, stop that noise. Change your alarm, because what happens is your brain hears that alarm go off and immediately you think snooze, right? It's that same routine, and we need to break the habit. So by changing your alarm, even to something ridiculous, I'll admit that I changed mine to the intro of The Lion King. Where it was like, ah, Sarabanya, Sarabanya, like that. And I just picture what's his name, holding Simba over the kingdom. And I'm just like, and for months, that was my ringtone. And I would like wake up smiling and laughing and being like, this is ridiculous. But it broke the habit. I heard something new. And I knew that that new meant no more snooze button. So what happens is by changing your alarm, you're breaking the mental cycle of I hear that, hit the snooze button. I hear it, says new. Now you're going to hear something new. And your brain's going to immediately say, what is that? Why did we, what is that? What? Oh, that's why I said it. I'm going to get up out of bed. All right. So those are really like my first couple things as far as if you want to break the snooze button, you got to break the habit. Commit the night before, wake up and do something for you. And really the third one would definitely be to change that alarm to break that cycle. And then I have, you know, we talk about getting water in the morning. We talk about, you know, so there's a lot of other things. But if you're interested, definitely let me know. I'll walk you through that whole process.
Oh, Brett, that is so powerful. Especially, I love that you understood the trigger of that, and then you made it something, I mean, silly, right? The Lion King, but it got you out of bed and excited and good mood.
Absolutely. I mean, let's be honest. Your bed is warm. It's safe. I compare it to, you know, being born. And I have no, don't quote me on this because I have no idea about the science, but the reason why babies cry when they come out is because it was comfortable in there. It was safe in there. It was warm in there. Like it, they had their setup. It was great. When you come out, there's doctors, lights, everything. Like that's literally what we go through every day when we wake up. Mm-hmm. So it's so comfortable to stay in bed. What we need to do is get a little bit more comfortable being uncomfortable and breaking the cycle so that we wake up and start living.
For sure. I love that. I use it all the time that you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Because when you stay in your comfort zone, that little box, that is mm-hmm. not a way of living.
That is, it's so safe, but unfortunately, nothing good happens there.
I also, on this whole showing up topic, I would love to talk about how, you know, the excuses and lack of motivation, battling that inner critic.
Yes. Yeah. So a lot of reasons why people will either hire me to come talk or they'll reach out to me is, you know, we cover a lot of topics in my coaching, but the biggest one that kind of, I think, covers all areas, no matter what you do, what your job, what your profession is staying motivated. Like, how do we stay motivated? That's the first question. My Instagram handle is Motivated by Brett. So people come to me assuming I know a little bit about motivation. This is the key. Everybody wants to say, well, you know, what song do you listen to before you work out? Or what, you know, what do you write in your journal? What do you do? To me, motivation is very simple. And the reason why most people are not motivated is because they have low self-confidence and low self-trust. And people will immediately sit up and be, you know, whoever's listening to this probably just sat up in their chair and they're like, wait a minute, wait, what is he saying? What do you mean? Why is he talking about my self-confidence and my self-trust? This is what I mean. You don't trust your word anymore. And that's why you're not motivated. Let's explain that. When you say, I'm going to wake up in the morning, right? I'm not going to hit my snooze button. And the first thing you do in the morning is snooze for 20 minutes and you've lost that first battle. You made a promise to yourself the night before that you just broke and you didn't keep that commitment to yourself. And what happens is the more and more we do that, we start setting these promises. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. But subconsciously, you know you failed 20 other times trying to lose those 10 pounds. So you set that goal, but you don't believe it. You don't really believe your word anymore. We all have friends that we, you know, when they say they're going to be there, they're going to be there. And most people who are listening to this, if they said your friend was showing up at the airport, you got to be there at 7 p.m. When are you going to be there? 7 p.m., right? Because you want your friend to trust you. You want to be loyal. I want people to start being more loyal to themselves. I want them to start showing up for themselves and starting keeping the commitments and promises they make to themselves. That is it. That's the key to motivation. If you start keeping more promises and commitments that you make to yourself, that's where the self-trust comes in. And that's where the self-confidence comes in. That will lead to staying motivated day in and day out. You don't have to rely on a song. You don't have to rely on having a good day or a bad day. You literally just keep the small commitments that you make to yourself. And then you start trusting your word. And that's the best motivation there is.
Dang. I mean, that definitely hit home because I'm going to admit it. So this morning,
let's get real.
You know, I do, I make promises to myself and it's even like yesterday, I didn't get to the gym until almost 7 PM and I like going much earlier in the day, but I put it off, I put it off, I put it off. And then finally, like I had enough nudge to go, but for example, this I'm trying to eat better. And this morning, because it's easy and it's there, I had a cookie for breakfast. It's there.
Yes.
That is not what I want to be eating.
That's you're completely right. That's it. And what happened is, and again, I'm not sure what your nutrition plan is at the moment. but it's probably not cookies for breakfast. I'm just going to assume maybe. But what happens is by little, we start chipping away at that confidence. And what happens is when we break it once, what does it make it easier to do? Break it again, right? Yeah. So, but you showing up at the gym yesterday, I think that's a huge win. Literally, Heather, if you showed up at the gym, you looked at an elliptical and left, I still think there's a win in there, right? That's all you did. You didn't even step on it because you showed up. Mm-hmm. And what happens is your commitment was showing up. So tomorrow, maybe you go in and you actually step on it. And then maybe the third day you actually go for 5 minutes. But what happens is you're slowly building that commitment. And that's mm-hmm. more important than the person who goes to the gym one day a week, stays for 3 hours, tries to do everything, and then doesn't go again for a month. Yep. You can't do it all in one day. You have to break it down. And it needs to be these little check boxes, little check boxes, little check boxes. That's going to lead to the outstanding momentum and motivation long-term.
Oh, so powerful. Love it. I think we could literally talk for hours, and I love your energy, but for time's sake, I do want to wrap this up. I have a few rapid fire questions for you.
Oh, let's bring them. I love it. Hot seat.
What is one of your favorite quotes or motto that you live by?
So I have two. I'll probably pick one. I'll pick one that says, it's by Maya Angelou, and it says, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. That has popped up numerous times in my life. And I truly believe that, you know, at the end of the day, nobody's going to remember the quotes that I said or the motivation that I said. But when I'm around somebody, I literally want them to feel something. And I think that at the end of our life, when it is our final day, whenever it is, the people who show up to your funeral, it's not because you did something for them. And it's not because you said something for them. The people that show up is because you made them feel something enough to come pay their respects. And maybe that's a little morbid, so I didn't mean to take it that way, but that's literally what I think about legacy. It's about how you're showing up and how you make people feel.
I love it. And actually, it's funny. I love asking that question to interviewees, and several people have used that quote. So obviously, really? My Angelou is so powerful.
Oh, I love it. I just think it's a great daily motto, if you think about it. And that, you know, that flows into everything we just talked about. How are you showing up, right? If you're constantly showing up, low energy, not being, you know, positive, people are going to feel that and they're not going to really want to be around you.
Yes. Next one. What is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I would probably go back. So many good things here, but I will go back. I'll keep it simple. I'll go back to something my mom used to say when I would leave the house. And she said, never forget who you are. And my backstory is my dad passed away when I was 16. And when that happened, she would say it even more. And I didn't know why she was saying it. But looking back, I do know why, because she would say, don't forget who you are. And what that meant was that our family had, you know, my dad had created a legacy. My mom had created a legacy. We weren't famous. Nobody knew it. You know, we weren't big shots or anything like that. But you can ruin a legacy in an hour, in a day, in one action. And it takes a long time to build that. So whenever I realized what that actually meant, I started living a little bit more and just remembering that I was Brett Eaton. And that may sound egotistical to people, but I just think that, hey, you're put here for a reason. You're meant to, you know, find your passion and live it out. And that gives other people permission to do the same. So I always try to never forget who I am.
Shine on, brother. I know you're not that old, but what advice would you give to your younger self? And that could mean yesterday or it could mean years ago. But what advice?
That's a great question. I would probably say, you know, follow your heart and don't ask for permission. Mm-hmm. And basically, I mean, would probably make sense just by saying it, but I think so many times we're seeking permission for things. And I've taken a path that, looking back, a lot of people probably would have said, that is not the path. That is not the path that you should be following. You should be here. You should be doing this. You should be doing this. But I think I'm at exactly where I'm supposed to be, right? It's not where I want to be, but I'm certainly not where I used to be. So I want to follow that path. And I just think so many people are looking for validation in what they're doing, or they want to do something, but they need 5 yeses before they actually go through with it. And I think that the only person you need permission from is you. No matter what you want to do, who you want to love, where you want to live, how you want to dress, whatever you want to do, you don't need anybody's permission but you. So follow your heart, do what you want, and you don't need anybody's permission.
On that note, though, I have a question. I 100% I back you. Mm-hmm. But when you are following your heart and then you have those pangs of doubt or, you know, how do you get past that? How do you keep going?
I think you have to have a strong enough why. I think you need to know why you're doing it. If you're doing it because you want accolades, or you're doing it because you want to get famous, or you're doing it because you want to get rich, like, you have to have a strong enough why. And that goes for literally anything, goes for motivation too. If you know why you're doing something, there's always going to be hurdles and there's always going to be excuses, challenges, everything's going to come up. But if you have a why that's stronger than the excuse, you're going to keep going. So if you're doing it because your heart is telling you and you feel like it's why you were put on this earth, that's why you're supposed to be doing it. I think when those doubts come in, they're going to come. Don't trust me. They're still going to come. But I think you'll be able to overcome them and you won't be able to stay in kind of that doubtful place for very long. I think you'll be able to get back on the tracks and just keep moving.
Ah, you hit it. All right. Final question. What is a book you're currently reading or have read that you recommend?
Ooh, this is good too. Part of the reason that we met is The School of Greatness. And that's a book that Lewis House put out. And I think it's a great, it kind of just takes me back. It's a good one that's very basic, but at the same time, there's a lot of good points in there. And I just love that word greatness. Growing up an athlete, greatness to me was always like the Hall of Fame. You know, it was just like the person who just absolutely crushed it. And I just think greatness comes in so many different ways. So I love that book because I think there's so many good lessons in there and it covers a lot of different things. But that also got me to a conference that, you know, helped inspire me to go down this road that I'm going down. So that book kind of means a lot, but that's a book that if people haven't read it, I think they'd benefit from it.
Awesome. Brett, thank you so much for showing up today and sharing all of your insight.
Heather, you are so welcome. I appreciate you having me. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode. To connect with me further, you can find me on Facebook, Heather Hakes. I am also on Instagram as heather.hakes. And I even have a YouTube channel. Guess what? Heather Hakes. I'll catch you on the next episode.